Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're going through the Book of Numbers. We left off before the break. The people, after Korah and those other rebels who wanted more democracy in the kingdom government, thinking that somehow blinding their eyes, having their eyes blinded or their heart blinded to the Heavenly Father being their king, they were looking at man alone and saying, well, we want a part in this government, and we should have a say, and we should be able to approach the temple and to offer incense. And they disregarded the law of the Heavenly Father, and the earth swallowed them up whole, and they went down into a pit. And the next day, all the congregation, of course, that would be the majority of the congregation, began to murmur against Moses and Aaron, and saying that you killed the people of Yahuwah. Well, he didn't kill his people, he killed the rebels, were killed, and Moses and Aaron didn't kill them. The ground opened up and swallowed them, signifying that this is not the work of man, but this is the work of a sovereign, the sovereign of the earth, because only the sovereign of the earth can cause the earth to open up and swallow something and then close back in on it. That would take more than any man could do even today. So they come, and Yahuwah speaks unto Moses and says, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And Aaron and Moses, they fell upon their faces. I mean, I can just feel their heart. Well, I'm seeing these people come, their hearts sinking. Especially, you know, after the demonstration, the rebellion of the prior day. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, put fire therein from off the altar, and put incense on it, and go quickly into the congregation, and make atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from Yahuwah, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. And you know, this seems like a terrible thing, doesn't it? That the God of the Old Testament, as many people would like to term him, although don't believe in a minute that there's a different God of the Old Testament, New Testament. But so how are we to look at this? Well, when we read the word, we're to read it by faith. And there are many people that will never be converted. That the only place for them, their destination is hell and punishment for their sins, because they will never choose a life of obedience, looking forward to the redemption by faith, looking forward to the redemption that was provided by our Heavenly Father. So, if our Heavenly Father takes someone's life, as he did in an instant here, it is actually a mercy. Now, that's hard to believe, isn't it? Because we look at things in a temporal sense. Oh, their life was cut short. Oh, yeah, they had so much to live for. And there was hope for them. They could have changed. Where there's life, there's hope. Yeah, that's a good saying, you know, for us mortals. But our Heavenly Father, He knows whether there's hope or not. For some people, there is no hope. But that's not a determination for me or you to make. But that is a determination for Him to make. And if He cuts a life short, a life that will never repent, then it is an act of mercy. Because every unrepentant life that dies in its sin without the covering of the blood of the Messiah, all of those people are going to be punished according to their sin. So if their life is cut short, and the sin of their life is cut short, then the severity of their punishment is cut short. And that's how it's a mercy. That's what my Heavenly Father shows me. That even for him to take the life of Korah and his rebels, and for him to take the life of these rebels here, that there was no hope for these people. They would have only sinned more in their life and garnered to themselves more punishment. So him taking their life would be an act of mercy. Now, of course, the ungodly judge the Word of God, and that's how they come up with this difference between the New and Old Testament. The God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament. The God of the Old Testament would do something like this. Well, that's true. But you know what? The God of the New Testament is no different. He cuts every life short. Sometime or another, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. You know, he is the giver of life, and he determines when a life will end, even at the hand of men. And it's an act of mercy. It would be better. Remember what he said? He said, it would be better for some people if a millstone were hanged about their neck and they were cast into the sea. It would be better if some people were never born because of the punishment that they will suffer. And they think it's a mercy that they live and continue to live and continue to sin and never repent from their sins. No, the mercy would be that their life was cut off to prevent them from further punishment for their sin. So, but, and he, you know, he is the Almighty. He is the creator of the universe. So, you know, that judgment is up to him. No man can make that judgment but him. Because who would we as mere mortals be to say, well, that man's never going to repent. There's no hope for him. It would be better. See, we don't know that. We can't make that judgment. So no man can make that judgment. Only Yahuwah, you know, the creator, God of the universe, only he can make that judgment. Okay, we left off at Numbers. And Aaron took, as Moses commanded him, he put incense, he made atonement for the people. And now verse 49 of chapter 16. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700 beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Chapter 17. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name on his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron, was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses went over into the tabernacle of witness. And behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before Yahuwah unto the children of Israel. And they looked, and every man took his own rod. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so, as Yahuwah commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh near unto the tabernacle of Yahuwah shall die. We shall be consumed. Shall we be consumed with dying? So there's a fear and trepidation. Chapter 18. And Yahuwah said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee, but thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness, and they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, neither they nor ye also die. And they shall be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle, and the stranger shall not come nigh unto you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for Yahuwah to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for every office, for everything of the altar and within the veil, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And Yahuwah spoke unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the charge of mine heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee I have given them by reason of the anointing to thy sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things. Reserve from the fire every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs which they shall render unto me shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee by statute forever. Every one that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. And this was a provision of the gifts and offerings for the temple, and for the priests and for their families of the Levites, so that they would have meat and they would have food to eat. All of the best of the oil, all the best of the wine and the wheat and the first fruits of them which shall offer unto Yahuwah have I given thee. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land which they shall bring unto Yahuwah shall be thine. Every one that is clean in thy house shall eat it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh, which they bring unto Yahuwah, whether be of men or beasts, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man thou shalt surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts thou shalt redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shall thou redeem according to thine estimation. So they couldn't take the man, they couldn't take the unclean beasts that were born, but they were to take money instead of them. 5 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, the sheep, a goat, thou shalt not redeem, for they are holy. So the clean animals they were to take, they were not to be redeemed. And thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and thou shalt burn their fat as an offering made by fire for a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And as I have expressed, that our Heavenly Father is not up there smelling it, but the sweet savor is obedience to His commandments. And the flesh of them shall be thine, as the wave breast and as the right shoulder are thine. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto Yahuwah have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yahuwah unto thee and to thy seed with thee. And Yahuwah spoke unto Aaron, Thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thy inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is what the tenth is, the tithe. And this is what the corporate church wants today. They want to be your Levitical priesthood. Because, boy, they've got a big machine. But the tithe, there is no longer a tithe. And I know they preach it, and, you know, if you don't give your tithe, and they get all this one thing, they do get legalistic. That's part of the law that wasn't nailed to the cross, is the tithe. And every corporate church will preach on that one. Bring the tithes into the storehouse and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? The tithe belonged to the Levites because they had no inheritance in the land. So they got a tenth of everything else, a tenth. Everyone that brought in a tithe. That was the Levites. The tithe. The tithing law went with the priest, temple, or tabernacle sacrifice system. The tithe is dead. It's gone. That part of the law does not apply anymore. And the reason that it doesn't apply is because the temple, priest, tabernacle, sacrificial system is gone. There are no Levites. You know, and I believe that Paul demonstrated this. Yes, the workman is worthy of his meat. That's what Paul said. Yes, if someone's ministering to you, that someone is feeding you, that they're spending their life, you know, ministering to you, edifying you, that yes, you should give a free will offering. It's no longer a tithe. If you want to give a tenth, that's great, you know. And just give wisely. Don't give it to the corporation. Don't give it to the beast and the ministers of the beast. If you have that kind of knowledge, you should know better than that. But the tithe is no longer, there is no Levitical priesthood. And like I said, Paul demonstrated that by saying that, I've taken nothing from you. And Paul was a tent maker. And guess what Paul did? He worked so that he could minister to the people. And I've pretty much taken my cue from Paul. And you know, Paul did collect offerings from the people, but he gave those offerings to the poor and to the churches at different towns. And he made collections for the widows and the orphans. But he said, I wouldn't take nothing from you. No, he worked with his hands. He had a tent-making ministry. And I pretty much tried to pattern myself after Paul, because I'm up here teaching, and I hope I'm reaching thousands of people. I have no idea how many people are ever going to hear this. And I work hard, too. And a lot of people go, oh, well, that's Nicholas. He's the guy that does that, you know, because I run a radio network. Well, before I ran a radio network, I was doing this teaching when I began teaching, because that was my calling. But no one says Paul, that tent maker. No, Paul was the apostle. They say that he planted churches. Well, but what he really did was he preached the word of Yahuwah. That's what he did. He was a prophet. And I don't mean that he told the future, although he did on occasion. But, you know, anyone who preaches the word, who is a prophet of God, is going to tell the future a little bit, because that's part of it. But the scripture itself in the New Testament says that the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of Yahushua, Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. So that would be the definition of prophecy and being a prophet from the scripture. There are a lot of people call themselves prophet, and they like to play the future fortune-telling game in the name of God. And most of that is foolishness. And you can quote me on that. Okay, where did we end up? We're in Numbers. Okay, yes, we're talking about how the tenth, the tithe, was solely for the priesthood, for the Levites and for their families, because they had no inheritance in the land. 18 verse 28, thus you shall also offer a heave offering unto Yahuwah of all your tithes which you receive of the children of Israel, and you shall give thereof Yahuwah heave offering to Aaron and the priests, and out of all your gifts you shall offer every heave offering of Yahuwah of all the best thereof, the hallowed part thereof out of it. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when you have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress, and you shall eat it in every place, you and your household, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall bear no sin by reason of it, when you have heaved from it the best of it. Neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die. Chapter 19. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law, which Yahuwah hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. And you shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood, with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast in the midst of the burning heifer. And we'll pick up here when we get back from this short break.